Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Samach Vav, which is the beginning of the Perek of Almano HaKayin Gadol. Our Perek, and so to the next Perek, Perek Ha'oro, discuss who is allowed to eat Truma and who is not allowed to eat Truma. Now, before we start the actual Gemara, I would like to speak a little bit about that we find that there is a heter for a Bas Yisrael who gets married to a Kayin. If her husband is a Kayin, then she is allowed to eat Truma. Now, as far as the Makar, that a Bas Yisrael that gets married to a Kayin is allowed to eat Truma, we find two different Makaris. In our Gemara, on Av Samach Vav and Aleph, we find that the Gemara explains that the Bas Yisrael that gets married to a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma is based on the Pasuk, that the Pasuk says, V'Kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspay hu yechal bay. The kinyan kaspay of a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. And since this Bas Yisrael who gets married to a Kohen is considered the kinyan kaspay of the Kohen, for that reason, she is allowed to eat Truma. That is how our Gemara explains the Heter of a Bas Yisrael that is married to a Kohen to eat Truma. On the other hand, the Sefriyim Parshas Korach, which is brought down in Rashi and Kedushin Daf Yud Amud Beis, and so too in Rashi Al Atayah and Parshas Emor and in Parshas Korach, explains that the Makar that a Bas Yisrael that is married to a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma is from a different Pasuk. It is from that the Pasuk says in Parashas Korach, by Chaza v'Sheik, that kol tohar b'veischa yoichal oisei, whoever is tohar in your bias has a heter to eat Chaza v'Sheik. The Sifri says that from there we learn out that a Bas Yisrael who is nises a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, since a Bas Yisrael who is married to a Kohen is considered kol tohar b'veischa. For that reason, just like she is mutter to eat chaza v'sheik, so too she is allowed to eat truma. So again, it seems that we have two separate rashis to teach us the halacha that a Bas Yisrael who is married to a kohen is allowed to eat truma. First of all, the drasha of our Gemara, which is a drasha of kinyan kaspay, that whoever is considered kinyan kaspay is allowed to eat truma. And second of all, we have the drasha of the Sifri, that based on the Pasuk of Kol Tohar Beveischa Yoichal Oisei, from there we learn out that whoever is Tohar Beveischa, whoever is Tohar in the bias of the Kohen, has a heter to eat Chaza V'Sheik and a heter to eat Truma. Tosfos later on Av Samaches Amud Aleph explains B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam that the Iker Drasha, the Iker Makar, that a Bas Yisrael that is married to a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma is from that our Gemara says that a Bas Yisrael that is married to a Kohen is considered Kinyan Kaspay of the Kohen. The drasha of the Sifri, from that the Pasuk says, Kol Tohar Beveischa Yoichal Oisei, is only an Asmachta Ba'alma. That is a Shita of Tosfos and of Samaches Amud Aleph. On the other hand, the Tosfos HaRosh and Kedushin Daf Yud Amud Aleph, and so to the Ritva and Ksuvos, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, quote Rabbeinu Tam in the exact opposite direction. There Rabbeinu Tam says that the Iker Drasha is a Drasha of the Sifri of Kol Tohar Beveischa Yoichal Oisei. And that is the main source from which we learn out that a Bas Yisrael that is married to a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. The Drasha of Kinyan Kaspay is only in Asmachta. As Rabbeinu Tam goes on to say, that min haTorah, an Isha is not considered the Kinyan Kaspay of the Baal. Even though, as far as an Eved is concerned, that an Eved of a Kohen has a right to eat Truma is based on the Pasuk of Kinyan Kaspay, that is only because an Eved is considered the Kinyan Kaspay of the Adon, since the Adon actually owns the Eved. On the other hand, a Bas Yisrael who is married to a Kohen, since the Kohen in HaTorah does not own the Isha, for that reason we do not consider the Isha as the Kinyan Kaspay of the Baal, and therefore she is not included in the Pasuk of Kinyan Kaspay. And therefore the only Mekar in HaTorah that a Bas Yisrael that is married to a Kohen is allowed to eat trumas only from the pasuk in Parshas Korach of Kol Tahar Beveischa Yoichal Oisai. So again, we have a tremendous Machlokes HaRishonim. What is the Iker Mekar Min HaTorah that a Bas Yisrael that is married to a Kohen is allowed to eat truma? Tosfos on the Samaches Min Aleph says the Iker Mekar is based on that a Bas Yisrael that is married to a Kohen is considered the Kinyan Kasbei of a Kohen. And that is why she's allowed to eat truma. On the other hand, the Tos HaRosh and Kiddushin and the Ritva explain that the Iker Mekar is from that she is considered called Tahar Beveischa, and therefore she has the heter of the pasuk of Kol Tahar Beveischa Yoichal Oisai. Now to explain that Tosfos on the Samaches Amud Aleph understands that the Iker Mekar that a Bas Yisrael that is married to a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma is based on that she is considered Kinyan Kasbei, one has to understand, L'chaira, how is an Isha that is married to a Kohen considered the Kinyan Kasbei of the Kohen? As we said before, the Rishonim ask, Min HaTorah, a husband does not own his wife. And since Min HaTorah, a husband does not own his wife, how can an Isha possibly be considered the Kinyan Kasbei of her Baal? As we find, the Rashba in Kedushin Daf Vav Amud Beis says that an Isha is not considered Mamoinei Shel HaBaal. She is not his money. A Baal does not own his Isha. And therefore, how does one understand that an Isha is considered the Kinyan Kasbei of her Baal? So to explain how an Isha can possibly be considered the Kinyan Kasbei of her Baal, we find two Mahalchim in the Rishonim. The Tos HaRosh and Kedushin Daf Hei Amud Aleph explains that the reason why we can consider an Isha as the Kinyan Kasbei of her Baal is because she is Meshubed Esloi. And even though he does not actually own his wife, but still, since she has certain obligations that she is mechuyev to do for her husband, that is enough for us to consider the Isha as the Kinyan Kasbei of her Baal. That is how the Tos HaRosh explains how an Isha can possibly be considered the Kinyan Kasbei of her Baal. On the other hand, Avnei Miluim, in his Tshuva Simen Yedzayin, proves from Rashi in Ksuvis Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, the Rashi in Ksuvis understands that an Isha is considered Kinyan Kasbei Shel HaBaal is not because of the Tosfos HaRosh, because there is a Shibud that the Isha is Meshubet to her Baal. But rather, Rashi understands that the reason why she is considered Kinyan Kasbei Shel HaBaal is because the way Rashi understands Kinyan Kasbei is any Kinyan that came through Kesef. Kinyan Kasbei does not mean that she is considered his Kesef, that his wife herself is considered his money. But rather, Rashi explains the pasuk Kinyan Kasbei to mean that the Kinyan came through Kesef. And for that reason, Rashi goes on to explain that we find that a Bas Yisrael that is married to a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma is even if he was Mekadesh, his wife Bishtar Ubiya, is only because we have a new drasha of Iskosh Havayis HaAdadi, which means to say that we have a new Hekesh that teaches us that whatever Dinim Kiddushei Kesef has, so too Kiddushei Shtar and Bia have those Dinim as well. And only based on this new drasha, on this new Hekesh of Iskosh Havayis HaAdadi, do we say that an Isha that became Miskadeshes Bishtar Ubiya also eats Truma. Which is based on that we said before, that the Iker drasha of Kinyan Kasbei means that the Kinyan came about through Kesef. And therefore Rashi was bothered, if so, why if a Kohen was Mekadesh his wife Bishtar Ubiya, does she also have a din to eat Truma? L'chaira, she should not be considered the Kinyan Kasbei of the Kohen. For that reason, Rashi had to say that the only reason why she eats Truma, if the Kiddushin took place Bishtar Ubiya, is only because we have a new Hekesh that teaches us that Kiddushei Shtar Ubiya have the same exact halachas as Kiddushei Kesef. That is how the Avnei Miluim explains why an Isha is considered the Kinyan Kasbai of her Baal. Now getting back to the two Makiris that we mentioned before, that teach us that a Bas Yisrael that is married to a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. First of all, the Drasha of Kinyan Kasbai, and second of all, the Drasha of Kol Tahara Beveischa. As we said before, there is Machlokes HaRishonim, which Drasha is the Iker Drasha, and which Drasha is only the Asmachta. On the other hand, in Rashi and Parshas Emor, we find that Rashi quotes both Drashas. First of all, the Drasha of Kinyan Kasbai, and second of all, the Drasha of Kol Tahara Beveischa. From Rashi, it seems that both Drashas are Drashas Gemures, and neither one of the Drashas is only in Asmachta. So again, one has to know, according to Rashi, why is it necessary for us to have two Drashas to teach us the same halacha that a Bas Yisrael that is married to a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma? Reb Itzel in his Sefer Zecher Yitzchak Simen Lamed Aleph explains the necessity for two drashas as follows. First, Reb Itzel says that from the pasuk of Kol Tahara Beveischa Yoichal Esai, we only learn out a Bas Yisrael who actually is nesua to a Kohen. Only once the nisuin takes place do we consider the Isha as if she is Beveisei Shal HaKohen, as if she is part of the Kohen's household. Till Shas Nisuin, till the time of Nisuin, she is not considered in the household of the Kohen. On the other hand, as far as the Pasuk of Kinyan Kasbei is concerned, right away Mishas Erisin, right away from the time of Kiddushin, even before Nisuin, she is considered the Kinyan Kasbei of the Kohen. And for that reason, it is necessary to have the Pasuk of Kinyan Kasbei to teach us that right away from the time of Kiddushin, a Bas Yisrael Shneskacha LeKohen is allowed to eat Truma. But still, it is fair. Who needs the Pasuk of Kol Tahara Beveischa Yichal Esai? Why isn't it enough just to have the Pasuk of Kinyan Kasbei to teach us that right away from the time of Kiddushin, she is allowed to eat Truma, and that Heter will continue throughout Kiddushin and Nisuin as well? To answer this kasha, Reb Itzel says the following yesod, that there are two separate dinim. As far as the pasuk of Kinyan Kasbei is concerned, that a Bas Yisrael Shneskacha LeKohen is allowed to eat Truma is because she is like the Eved of a Kohen. Just like the Eved of a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma based on the pasuk of Kinyan Kasbei, so too Bas Yisrael Shneskacha LeKohen, who is considered the Kinyan Kasbei of a Kohen, has a heter to eat Truma. On the other hand, after Nisuin, then now her heter is based on the pasuk of Kol Tahara Beveischa Yichal Esai. Now her heter is because she herself is considered like a Kohen. We consider as if she herself has Kedushas Kahuna, since she is an Eishes Kohen. Therefore, she has a din like a Kohen. And this chiddush is learnt out of the pasuk of Kol Tahara Beveischa Yichal Esai. And for that reason, we need a second pasuk of Kol Tahara Beveischa Yichal Esai to teach us that once she is considered from the household of the Kohen, she herself is considered like a Kohen. And now that she is allowed to eat Truma is not like an other Eved of a Kohen, but rather now she has her own din to eat Truma because she herself is considered like a Kohen. As we find the Mishnah Rishayna in the beginning of Paraches of Masechta Truma says that she would make a bracha. If she eats Truma, she would make a bracha on Achilas Truma, just like any other Kohen makes a bracha when he comes to eat Truma, Asher Kedshanu B'mitzvaysa V'tzivanu Al Achilas Truma. Because La'achar Nisuin, she herself has a mitzvah of Achilas Truma. And so too we find in the Menachas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Chaf Beis, the Menachas Chinuch says that a Bas Yisrael haniseis l'kayin, a Bas Yisrael after her Nisuin to a Kayin, is Ptura Mipidyon Peter Chamor. If she has a Peter Chamor, she is Ptura from being paid to that Peter Chamor. As the Menachas Chinuch explains, Kivan shegilsa hatoya Shabas Kayin Ye Shalea Kedusha. Just like a Bas Kayin has Kedusha's Kahuna, so too Yisraelis after her Nisuin to a Kayin has the Kedusha of her husband. And she is considered like a regular Bas Kayin. And for that reason, she is Ptura from the mitzvah of Pidyon Peter Chamor, just like any other Bas Kayin. But that is only after Nisuin, as we find that the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Pei says that before Nisuin, even though she has a right to Truma, she is still considered like a regular Yisraelis. It is a Heter HaTorah, it is a Gzeiras HaKosav, that just like an Eved has a Heter to Truma, so too a Bas Yisrael Shneskacha LeKoyen has a Heter to Truma based on the Pasuk of Kinyan Kasbai. But there is no Kedushas Kahuna whatsoever before the time of Nisuin. Only after Nisuin do we say that a Bas Yisrael Shneses HaKoyen has Kedushas Kahuna. That is how Itzel and so too we find that Rab Aaron and Simon Chavav explain the necessity for two psukim. First of all, the drasha of Kinyan Kasba, and second of all, the drasha of Kol Tahor Beveischa Yoichal Oisei. In the Achrenim, for example, Rabbi Chanan and Kavitara Simon Mem Zayin, Dimei Moshe and Simon Yud Gimel, and so too we find in the Shirurim of Rabbi Chberen Simon Lamed Zayin, say the following Chiddush. That even a Bas Yisrael Shneskacha L'Koyin, even after Kiddushin, that she has a din to eat Truma is not the same din as we find by an Eved. Even though they are both weren't out of the same Pasuk of Kinyan Kasbai, but still the din of an Eved to eat Truma and that a Bas Yisrael Shneskacha L'Koyin eats Truma are two fundamentally different dinim. That an Eved Kohen has a din to eat Truma is because since he is considered the actual mammon of the Kohen, therefore he has a heter to eat Truma. On the other hand, as far as a Bas Yisrael Shneskacha Kohen is concerned, that she is not considered the actual mammon of the Kohen, that she is allowed to eat Truma is because through Kiddushin we see as if it is chal on her herself, dine kahuna. And she eats because she herself is considered like a kohenes. Which is a bigger chiddush than what we said before, b'shem Rabbi Itzon Abaron. Rabbi Itzon Abaron said that only after Nisuin do we say that a Bas Yisrael Shneses L'Kohen, that she is allowed to eat truma is because she herself is considered like a kohenes. And she herself has Kedushas Kahuna. On the other hand, Rabbi Chanan and Kavitzaris, the Mary Moshe and Baruch Berah explain that even after Erison, we say that her din to eat Truma is because she herself is considered like a Kehenes, and she herself has Kedushas Kahuna that enable her to eat Truma. And with that, Rabbi Chanan and the Mary Moshe go on to answer the following two kashas that we find in the Achrenim. As we know, the halacha is that a zayna is not allowed to eat truma. A zayna who is married to a kohen is not allowed to eat truma. And so too we find that a chalola who is married to a kohen is not allowed to eat truma. The Achrenim ask the following kasha. What is the pshat that a zayna that is married to a kohen is not allowed to eat truma, if we find that the shivcha of a kohen, who is also considered a zayna, is allowed to eat truma? Why is the wife of a kohen that is a zayna different than the shivcha of a kohen who is considered a zayna, who is allowed to eat truma? That is the kasha of the Besamim Reish and other achrenim as well. The second kasha is, as far as chalola is concerned, why do we say that a chalola that is married to a kohen is not allowed to eat truma? Well, chira, the only thing that a chalola is missing is the fact that she does not have kedushas kahuna. If so, why is she worse off than any Bas Yisrael that is married to a kohen who also does not have kedushas kahuna, and still she is allowed to eat truma? To answer these two kashas, the achrenim say as follows: that since, as we explained, that that a Bas Yisrael that is married to a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma is different than that an Eved or a Shivcha of a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. Her heter to eat Truma is because we see as if she herself has Kedushas Kahuna. And therefore, if for whatever reason she cannot get Kedushas Kahuna, she will not be allowed to eat Truma. And therefore, a Zayna and so to a Chalala, even though they are married to a Kohen, they are not allowed to eat Truma because they cannot receive Kedushas Kahuna. And the only way they can eat Truma is only if we see as if they have actual Kedushas Kahuna. On the other hand, a Shivcha, even though a Shivcha is also considered a Zayna, but still, it does not make a difference the fact that she is considered a Zayna. Because for a Shivcha to eat Truma, one does not need to see that the Shivcha has any Kedushas Kahuna. That an Eved of a Kohen or a Shivcha of a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma has nothing to do with the fact that we see as if they themselves have actual Kedushas Kahuna. Even though they themselves have no Kedushas Kahuna whatsoever, they are still allowed to eat Truma since they belong to a Kohen. And for that reason, the fact that the Shivcha is a Zayna does not make any nafkamina whatsoever. As we will see, Be'ezos Hashem, as we go weiter in our Gemara, this Shaila, if the heter of a Bas Yisrael that is married to a Kohen, if her heter is based on that we see as if she herself has Kedushas Kahuna, or if her heter is like the heter of the Eved or a Shivcha of a Kohen to eat Truma, seems to be a Mefurasha Machlekes HaRishenim to be seen. Now, let's start our Mishnah. The Mishnah says the following halacha: Mono Kohen Gadol Grusha V'Chalutza Kohen Hedjet Hechnisa Loi Avdei Milug V'Avdei Tzoyim Barzel. If let's say she brought into the marriage Avdei Milug V'Avdei Tzoyim Barzel, Avdei Milug Lo Yeichlo, her avodim that she brought in as Nechse Milug, that the only schos that the husband has in those avodim is to eat the peres from those avodim. Therefore, the halacha is lo yoichu betruma. On the other hand, avdei tzoyim barzel, that to some extent are considered as if they are actually his avodim, for that reason, the halacha is yoichu, that they are allowed to eat truma. Tesis asks the following plea. Tesis asks, how does one understand that our Mishnah says avdei milug lo yoichu, since the only zchus that the Baal has is to have the peiros from those avodim? L'chaira, we find the Manda Omer in Gittin Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis that holds kinyan peiros ke kinyan haguf dami. Whoever owns the kinyan peiros is as if he owns the actual guf. For example, if one has a sada, in the sada itself there are two possible kinyonim. There's a kinyan in the guf hasada that one owns the actual sada. And then there's a kinyan as far as the peiros of the sada, as far as what the sada produces, who owns whatever the sada produces. There is a man, the Omer in Gittin, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, that holds a kinyan peiros ke kinyan haguf. Whoever owns whatever the sada produces is as if he owns the actual sada itself, as if he owns the guf hasada. Tesis asks, according to the man, the Omer, how does he understand our Mishnah? Why do we say Avdei Milug Lo Yoichlu? Even though the only kinyan, the only schus that the Baal has in those avodim is the peiros of those avodim, is to own whatever those avodim produce, still, we should say kinyan peiros ke kinyan haguf dami, and we should look as if he owns the actual avodim. And just like the Tanna of our Mishnah says, that as far as Avdei Tzoyim Barzel, the halacha is that they eat based on the fact that they are considered as if they belong to the Baal himself, L'chaira, Avdei Milug should also be considered as if they belong to the Baal, since the Baal has a kinyan peiros in those avodim. Tesis answers the kasha by saying the following teretz, that as far as Truma is concerned, we only look at the actual kinyan haguf, and we do not look at whoever owns the peiros. Now, to understand the Teretz of Tesvis, we find two Mahalchim and Achrenim. The Avna Miluim in Simon Yedzayin explains the Teretz of Tesvis as follows: that even though there is a Manda Omar that holds Kinyan Peres Kinyan Agof, still there is no heter for the avdei miwug to eat truma. Because even according to the Mandomar Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf Domi, the guf does not only belong to whoever owns the Peres, the guf also belongs to whoever has the actual Kinyan Haguf. And therefore, even though the Baal has a Kinyan Peres in these Avodim, and for that reason we say Kinyan Peres Kinyan Haguf, but the Isha has a Kinyan Haguf in the Avodim as well. And therefore, since the Isha has a Kinyan Haguf in these Avodim, and she herself has no din to eat Truma, for that reason her Avodim cannot eat Truma, since the Avodim partially belong to someone who does not have a din to eat Truma. That is how the Avne Miluim explains the Teretz of Tosfos. On the other hand, Rebbech Baron Berkashmo Simon Yates and Emre Moshe in Simon Chaf Gimel explain Tosfos' Teretz differently. They explain the Teretz of Tosfos based on the Yisoy that we find in the Avne Miluim. Before we say over the Avne Miluim, we have to be makdim with a chiddush that we find in the Ritva and Kiddushin, Daf Tes Zayin, Oman Aleph, and so too in the other Rishonim. The Ritva says that when one owns an Eved Kenani, what he has is really two separate kinyonim. First of all, he owns the Eved Kenani, has a kinyon Haguf and the Eved Kenani, that the Eved Kenani is considered his money, and just like one can own any other object, so too he owns the Eved Kenani, and the Eved Kenani is considered like his shor and his chamor, that is one kinyan that the owner has in his Eved Kenani. Then there is a second kinyan which the Ritva refers to as a kinyan iser. He has a kinyan that creates isurim. And based on the Kinyan Isser that the owner has in his Eved Kenani, for that reason his Eved Kenani is not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. Because again, the Kinyan that he has creates Isurim. And therefore the Ritva goes on to say that we find that there is a Locha of a Mafkir Avdoi Yotza L'Cheiros V'Tzorech Get Shechrer, that even if he went and was Mafkir Avdoi, he went and made his Eved Hefker, still the Halacha is Tzorech Get Shechrer, is because even though he went and he was Mafker Avdai, and he was Mafker the Kinyan Mammon that he has in his Eved, but the Kinyan Isser still remains, and for that reason he is still not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. And the only way this Eved Kenani will be allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael is only with a shtar shechrer, because only a shtar shechrer can take off the kinyan iser that the Adin has in his Eved Kenani. Now, based on this chiddush that there are two separate kinyonim, there is a kinyan mammon, and then there is a separate kinyan which is referred to as a kinyan iser, Davne Miluim goes on to say that we find that an isha that is married to a bas kohen is allowed to eat truma. That a Bas Yisrael that is married to a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, even though she is not considered the actual Mammon of the Kohen, and she is not like any other Eved or Shivcha of a Kohen, which are considered the actual Mammon of a Kohen, is because even though there is no Kinyan Mammon in the Isha, but there is a Kinyan Isser. The Baal has in his Isha a Kinyan Isser. And since the Kohen has a Kinyan Isser in his wife, for that reason she is considered Kinyan Kaspai, and that is why she is allowed to eat Truma. That is the Kinyan that the husband has in his wife. And as far as that Kinyan Isser is concerned, the Avne Miluim goes on to say that we do not apply the rule of Kinyan Peres ka Kinyan Haguf. That we say Kinyan Peres ka Kinyan Haguf only refers to the Kinyan Mammon that one has. As far as Kinyan Mammon, we say Kinyan Peres ka Kinyan Haguf. Whoever owns the Peres is as if they have a Kinyan Mammon in the Guf. As Rashbam and Bava Basra Daf Nun explains, that since the whole purpose of the Guf is for Peiris. For that reason, whoever owns the Peiris is as if he owns the Guf. But again, that is only as far as a Kinyan Momen is concerned. As far as Kinyan Isser, we will not apply the rule of Kinyan Peiris to Kinyan HaGuf, since one cannot say that the whole Kinyan Isser, the whole purpose of the Kinyan Isser, is for Peiris. And since the heter to eat Truma is dependent upon the Kinyan Isser, for that reason we say that Avde Miru Goyeichu Betruma, even according to the Mandamar, Kinyan Peiris ka Kinyan HaGuf. Because again, Kinyan Peiris ka Kinyan HaGuf has no ramifications whatsoever on the Kinyan Isser. And since the Kinyan Isser remains completely by the Isha and not by the Baal, for that reason, these Avde Miru cannot eat Truma. On the other hand, Avde Tzoyim Barzal are allowed to eat Truma. Because as far as Avde Tzoyim Barzal are concerned, not only do we see as if the Baal has a Kinyan Mammon in the Avadim, but we see as if the Baal actually owns a Kinyan Isser in the Avadim. And for that reason, since the Baal has the actual Kinyan Isser in the Avadim, for that reason we say Avde Tzoyim Barzal Yoichu B'Truma. So again, we have two mahalachim and how to understand Tesis' Teretz. The first mahalach is to understand that Tesis is saying that even though we apply Kinyan Peiris Kinyan HaGuf, but still, since the Isha also has a Kinyan HaGuf in these Avde Miruag, for that reason we say Avde Miruag O Yeichu B'Truma. The other achrenim explain Tesis' Teretz that since the heter to eat Truma is dependent upon Kinyan Isser, as far as Kinyan Isser is concerned, we do not apply the rule of Kinyan Peiris ka Kinyan HaGuf Domi. The Achrenim, for example, the Asher Shakev and Avshach and Aviezri Hochas Trumas ask the following kasha on Tesvis. How can Tesvis say that even though there is a law of Kinyan Peiris ka Kinyan HaGuf, still, Avdei Milugo Yechu B'Truma, we find that the Gemara and Avodah Zarah Daf Tesayin Amud Aleph says that had Tzchiros been Koina, the halacha would have been that a Koyin who is Seicher, an animal from Yisrael, is allowed to feed the animal Truma. The only reason why he is not allowed to feed the animal Truma is only because we say Tzchiros Loi Kanya, that Tzchiros is not Koina. The Asher Shakev and Avshach ask, even if Tzchiros is Koina, even if the fact that he rented the Behema we see as if he was Koina the Behema, how does that give the Kohen a right to feed the Behema Truma? L'chira, the Kinyan of Tzchiros, the Kinyan of renting, is not better than a regular Kinyan Peiris. By renting the animal, all he has is a right to use the animal. And since all he has is a right to use the animal, that is not better than a regular Kinyan Peiris. And if Tosfos says that a Kinyan Peiris is not enough to Yumaycho B'Truma, how can the Kinyan Tzchiros be enough to Yumaycho a Behema Truma? Now, according to the second pshat that we said before, that the Achrenim explain Tosfos based on the Miluim, one can answer the Kasha very simply. That Tosfos says that Kinyan Peiris does not work is only as far as an Eved or Shivcha are concerned who are dependent upon the Kinyan Isser. Their whole heter to eat Truma is because the Kinyan Isser of the Eved and Shivcha belong to a Kohen. And therefore, as far as Kinyan Isser is concerned, we do not apply Kinyan Peiris. On the other hand, as far as a Behema is concerned, that a Behemas Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, the Avne Miluim says, has nothing to do with Kinyan Isser. There is no Kinyan Isser in a Behema. All one has is a Kinyan Mammon. There is no Kinyan Isser in a Behema, and therefore the whole heter to feed the animal of a Kohen Truma is because the animal of a Kohen is considered the Mammon of a Kohen. And for that reason, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that had Tzchiros been Kohena, the fact that Tzchiros is Kohena is itself enough of a reason to be allowed to feed the animal Truma, because the animal is considered as if it belongs to a Kohen as far as the Kinyan Mammon is concerned. And as far as the heter, to feed an animal Truma, all there is a Kinyan Mammon. Only by an Eved or a Shivcha, that their heter Achilas Truma is dependent upon the fact that the Odin, who is a Kohen, has a Kinyan Isser in his Eved Shivcha, do we say that we do not look at the Kinyan Peiris whatsoever? Now, the obvious kasha is, as the Avnei Miluim himself asks, if it is true that as far as the behemah of a Kohen is concerned, all we care about is a Kinyan Mammon, since there is no Kinyan Isser in a behemah, and that itself, that the Kohen owns the animal, that he has a Kinyan Mammon in the animal, is itself enough of a reason for us to be allowed to feed the behemah's Kohen Truma. By an Eved or a Shivcha of a Kohen, we should say the same thing. That even if the Kohen does not have an actual Kinyan Isser in the Eved or the Shivcha, the fact that he has a Kinyan Mammon in the Eved or a Shivcha itself should be enough of a reason that the Eved or a Shivcha of a Kohen should be allowed to eat Truma. So again, Tesis is Kasha Shver. Why shouldn't the Kinyan Peiris, a Kinyan Haguf that the Kohen has in the Avnei Milug, be enough of a reason that the Avnei Milug should be able to eat Truma? Just like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Zayin and Aleph says that Tzchiras Kanya is enough of a reason to be able to feed an animal that the Kohen has a Kinyan Peiris and Truma. To answer this Kasha L'Chaya, one can say as follows. That as far as Eved or Shivcha themselves are concerned, that they themselves have an Isser Ti Truma, it is not enough that the Odin has a Kinyan Mammon in his Eved or Shivcha, because that itself would not be enough of a reason to allow them Ti Truma. What happened to their Isser Ti Truma? And therefore we say that the only reason why they have a Heter Ti Truma is only because they are not only the Kinyan Mammon of the Odin, but the Odin has a Kinyan Isser in his Eved or Shivcha as well, which allows them to eat Truma. As far as the behemah of a Kohen is concerned, there is no Isser as far as the behemah itself to eat Truma. And therefore, as long as the Kohen has a Kinyan Mammon in the behemah, that itself is enough of a reason to allow us to feed the behemah shal Kohen Truma. Now let's go on to the Gemara. The Gemara asks on that we learned in our Mishnah, the Avde Milug Oyechu B'Truma. The Gemara asks, Amai Lehave K'Kinyonei Shekona Kinyin. Let it be like the Kohen's Kinyin was Kohen as something else. Since the Isha is Kinyonei Shabal, for that reason we should say that the Avde Milug should be able to eat Truma based on the Halacha of Kinyonei Shekona Kinyin. Like the Gemara proves from the Braisa, that the Braisa says, Minayin le'isha shekonsa avodim. How do I know that if the Isha went and bought avodim, or avodim that bought avodim, sheyichu b'truma, that the avodim that were bought are allowed to eat truma? The Braisa says that the makor is from that the pasuk says, v'koyin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspay. That from there we were now Kinyonei Shekona Kinyan Oichel. And therefore the Gemara asks that so too Avde Milug should be able to eat Truma, since they are Kinyonei Shekona Kinyan. The Rishonim ask, why did our Gemara only ask on the Halacha of Avde Milug? From that we learned in the Braisa, Kinyonei Shekona Kinyan are allowed to eat Truma, well, the Gemara could have asked from our Mishnah itself. The Seifa of our Mishnah clearly says that Bas Yisrael shenises a Kohen, if a Bas Yisrael got married to a Kohen, v'chnis aloi avodim ben avdei miwug ben avdei tzoyim barzal hari eilu yoichu b'truma. Even the avdei miwug of the Bas Yisrael shenises a Kohen are allowed to eat truma. So l'chir from our Mishnah itself one sees the halacha of Kinyonei Shekona Kinyan. So l'chir our Gemara could have asked that from our Mishnah itself one sees the halacha of Kinyonei Shekona Kinyan. If so, what is the pshat that by Avdei Milug in the Reisha, by Almano Kohen Gadol Grusha v'Chalutza v'Kohen Hedyot, do we say that the Avdei Milug are not allowed to eat Truma? That is the Kasha that the Rishonim ask. To answer this Kasha, we find the seeming Machloikes HaRishonim. Rashi, B'Dibur HaMaschal Almano, as the Mashal is Medayik, explains that our Gemara cannot have asked from the Seifa of our Mishnah, because from the halacha of Bas Yisrael, shenises l'kohen, that her avodim are allowed to eat truma would not have been a proof to the halacha of Kinyonei Shekona Kinyan. only from the Breisa, that we see in the Breisa that even by Avodim, Shekonu Avodim, that the Avodim that were bought are allowed to eat Truma, only from there do we see the Halacha of Kinyonei Shekonu Kinyon. L'chura Pshat and Rashi is based, as we said before, that the Achronim explain that there is a fundamental difference between that an Eved of a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, and that an Eishes Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. That an Eishes Kohen is allowed to eat Truma is because we see as if the Eishes Kohen herself is considered like a Kohen. On the other hand, that an Eved of a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma is a Heter. There is a Heter for an Eved that belongs to a Kohen to eat Truma, but not because we see as if the Eved himself is considered like a Kohen. And for that reason, Rashi explains that our Gemara could not have asked from the Seifa to prove the halacha of Kinyonei Shekonu Kinyon. That we see in the Seifa of our Mishnah, the Pas Yisrael, Shenises HaKoyen, that her Avodim are allowed to eat Truma, could be because since the Pas Yisrael was Nises HaKoyen, she herself is considered a Kohen. She herself has Kedushas Kahuna. And for that reason, her avodim are allowed to eat truma, since they are considered the avodim of a kohen. The only proof that our Gemara has that there is a halacha of kinyanei shekonu kinyan is only from that we see that by avodim shekonu avodim, that the avodim that are bought are allowed to eat truma, even though those avodim are not avodim of a kohen, since the avodim that bought them are not considered kekohanim. And from there, the Gemara proves the halacha of Kinyonei Shekonu Kinyon. That is how Rashi answers the Rishonim's kasha. From Tosfos and the other Rishonim, one sees that Tosfos and the other Rishonim argue on Rashi and understands that even from that we see that Avodim Shekonu Avodim, that the Avodim that are bought are allowed to eat Truma, would also not be a proof to the halacha of Kinyonei Shekonu Kinyon. That the Gemara proves from the Breisa the halacha of Kinyonei Shekonu Kinyon is from that the Breisa darshins the pasuk of a kohen ki ikne nefesh kinyon kaspai, that Kinyonei Shekonu Kinyon eichel. From there one sees that there is a halacha of Kinyonei Shekonu Kinyon. But from the actual halacha of the Breisa that avodim shekonu avodim, that the avodim that are bought are allowed to eat truma, one cannot prove the halacha of Kinyonei Shekonu Kinyon. As Tosfos says, I would have said that the avodim that are bought are allowed to eat truma is only because the one that bought them has a heter achila b'truma. L'chora in Tosfos and the other Rishonim one sees as a minchas chinuch and mitzvah reish pei is machadish, that there is a special schos that the Torah was mezakeh that whoever has a heter achila is allowed to be Michael their Avodim. Whoever has a schus to eat truma, not only do they have a schus that they themselves can eat truma, but they have a schus as well to be Michael their Avodim b'truma. And for that reason, I would have said that from that we see in the Seifa of our Mishnah, the Pas Yisrael Shenises HaKoyen, that her Avodim are allowed to eat truma, is because since she herself has a schus to eat truma, so too she has a schos to imaychel her avodim b'truma. And so too in the Breisa, by avodim shekonu avodim, just like the avodim themselves have a schos to truma, so too they have a schos to imaychel their avodim b'truma. And therefore the Gemara cannot have asked from the Seifa of our Mishnah on the Reisha of our Mishnah, because in the Reisha of our Mishnah that we are talking about in Almono Akain Godol, Grusha v'chaluto Akain Hedjet, that the Isha herself has no schos to truma, for that reason, her avodim cannot eat truma. For that reason, the Gemara asks from the Breisa that the Breisa clearly says that there is a halacha of kinyanei shekonu kinyan. That from there, our Gemara proves that we say avodim shekonu avodim, that the avodim that are bought are allowed to eat truma, is in dependence of that the avodim that bought those avodim have a schus to eat truma. But rather it is because they are the kinyan of a kinyan of the Kohen himself. And therefore, Gemara asks that so too in the Reisha of our Mishnah, we should say that by Almono HaKohen Gadol, Grusha v'Chalutza v'Kohen Hedyot, even though they themselves cannot eat Truma, still their Avodim should be able to eat Truma, since they are the kinyan of a kinyan of the Kohen himself. That is a shita of the other Rishonim as far as how to answer the kasha, why didn't our Gemara ask directly from the Seifa of our Mishnah. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes Rishonim. If that the Gemara did not ask from the Seifa of our Mishnah, is it because, as Rashi understands, that from the Seifa of our Mishnah, one could have said that Bas Yisrael Shenisa Sakayin her Avadim Truma is because the Bas Yisrael Shenisa Sakayin, she herself is considered like a Kayin, and therefore her Avadim are considered an Eved of a Kayin. That is a Shita of Rashi. Or as the other Rishonim explained, that the reason why the Gemara did not ask directly from the Seifa of our Mishnah is because one could have understood the Seifa of our Mishnah is based on that since they themselves have a Zchus to Truma, they have a Zchus to Michael, their Avadim and Truma as well. Now, as far as how to understand the case of Avadav Shekanu Avadim, we find a tremendous Machlokes HaRishonim. Rashi asks, how is it possible to have Avadav Shekanu Avadim that those Avadim should not belong to their Odin? Well, here there's halacha, mashakon eva kon rabbi. Whatever an eved owns automatically belongs to the rav, automatically belongs to his master. If so, how is it possible to have a vodav shekonu avodim who do not belong to the odin directly? Rashi answers the kasha by saying that we are talking about a case that someone gave the avodav avodim almanashe einu rabban rishosbohen. Almanas, that these avodim should not go to the rav, and therefore these avodim belong to the avodim and not to the rav. That is a teret of Rashi. The Rashba, on the other end, argues on Rashi. The Rashba brings down from the Yerushalmi that from the Yerushalmi one sees that in such a case we would not apply the rule of Kinyanei Shekana Kinyan to allow the avodim that are bought to eat truma, as the Yerushalmi says that since these avodim Ein rabbi rishus bahen klal. The rabbi has no rishus in these avodim that are bought whatsoever, since they were given. Al manash ein rabbi rishus bahen ki aygav no layachli. In such a case, the avodim that are bought cannot eat truma, because the way kinyanei shekana kinyan works is that they are eating mikoychei shel kohen. But that is only if the kohen has some rishus on the avodim. Only if we see the avodim that are bought b'shus hakoyin, do the avodim that are bought have a right to eat truma. In Rashi's case, that it was nitin al manash einu rabbi b'shus bahen, they are not considered b'shus hakoyin, and therefore the Rashba says they would not be allowed to eat truma. The Rashba goes on to ask the following kash on the chiddush of the Yerushalmi. If the Yerushalmi understands that the way kinyanei shekanu kinyan works is only because the Kohen has some kinyan in the avodim that are bought, and it is because of that kinyan that the avodim that were bought are allowed to eat truma, if so, how does one understand avdei milug of an isha shenises l'kohen after her husband is no longer alive, that they are still able to eat truma, as long as she has banim from that kohen? Even though the banim that she has from that kohen have absolutely no kinyan whatsoever in her avdei milug, and still we say that the avdei milug are allowed to eat truma. If so, one sees that for the halacha of kinyanei shekanu kinyan, one does not need that the kohen should have some kinyan in the avodim that were bought. If so, why does the Yerushalmi say that by avodav shekanu avodim, the only reason why the avodim that are bought are allowed to eat truma is only because the kohen has some kinyan in those avodim? The Rashba answers the kasha by saying as follows, that we say, that avdei milug, even after her baal is no longer alive, they are still allowed to eat truma, is only because she is allowed to eat truma. And since the isha herself is allowed to eat truma, therefore, her avodim are allowed to eat truma as well. The obvious kash on the Rashba is, just like we say, that avdei milug of the isha after her baal is no longer alive are allowed to eat truma, since the isha herself is allowed to eat truma, so too we should say that by avodav shekanu avodim, since the avodim themselves are allowed to eat truma, so too their avodim should be able to eat truma, even if the avodim that were bought have nothing to do with the kohen. Just like Avdei Milug, after her husband is no longer alive, even though those Avadim have nothing to do with the Kayin, still they are allowed to eat Truma, since the Isha is allowed to eat Truma. So by Avadim, we should say the same thing, that since the Avadim are allowed to eat Truma, so too their Avadim should be allowed to eat Truma, even if they have nothing to do with the Kayin. From the Rashba, one sees that the Rashba understands that there is a fundamental difference between an Eved and an Isha. And even if one is to understand that an Eishes Kohen is allowed to eat Truma is not because she is considered like a Kohenes, still there is a difference between that an Eishes Kohen is allowed to eat Truma and that an Eved of a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. That an Eishes Kohen is allowed to eat Truma is because she herself has a Schos to eat Truma. The Torah gave her herself a Schos to eat Truma. And therefore we say that since she herself has a schus to eat truma, not only can she eat truma, but she can maichel her avadim and truma as well. Because both those dinim are included in the schus that the Torah gave to her. In that the Torah gave her a schus to eat truma is included that she has a schus to maichel her avadim and truma as well. But that is only as far as an eishes kohen is concerned. As far as the avodim of a kohen are concerned, they have no zchus to eat truma. They don't have their own personal zchus to eat truma. That they are allowed to eat truma is because they are considered like the behemah of a kohen. And just like one can feed the behemah of a kohen truma, so too the avodim of a kohen are allowed to eat truma. But they do not have their own personal zchus to eat truma. And for that reason, that their avodim are allowed to eat truma is only, as Rashba explains according to the Yerushalmi, that the Kohen himself has some sort of a kinyan in those avodim, and therefore we see those avodim as if they themselves are Birshos HaKohen. Based on this chiddush of the Rashba, that the Rashba understands the way kinyan shekana kinyan works, is because we see that what was bought is as if it is Birshos HaKohen, and they are eating because they are Birshos HaKohen, we find that the Merkaves HaMishnah explains a Peladik Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Zayin, Melchus Trumas Halacha Chav, says the following Halacha. If let's say a Kohen married a Shnia, if let's say a Kohen married an Isha, that he is not allowed to marry Midrabanon, the Halacha is He Eicheles. The Shnia herself, that Isha, that is Asura Midrabanan, she herself is allowed to eat. But Avdei Milug Shelo Lo Yoichlu. But her Avadim, on the other hand, cannot eat. The obvious kasha is, if she herself can eat, why can't her Avadim eat? Our Gemara explains that the only reason why we learned in the Reisha of our Mishnah, that Almano Kain Gado Grusha V'chaluto Kain Hadjet, the only reason why their Avadim cannot eat Truma, is only because they themselves cannot eat Truma. And for the halacha of kinyanei shekana kinyan, one needs that the actual kinyan should be able to eat truma. Over here, the shnia, she herself is allowed to eat truma. So why can't her avadim eat truma? The Merkaves HaMishnah explains, based on the Rashba before, that since, as the Rashba explains, the way kinyan shekana kinyan works is because we see that the avadim that were bought as if they are Birshos HaKohen, since the Kohen has kinyanim in those avadim, for that reason, the Rambam understands that even by Avdei Milug of an Isha, one needs that the Avadim should belong to the Kohen. That the Avadim are Birshos HaKohen, and the Kohen should have some kinyan in those Avadim. And since by an Isha that is Asura Be'isr Shnias, there is no Ksuva, and no Tnai Ksuva, like we find in the Rambam in Perek Chof Dal and Hilchas Ishos, for that reason, he has no kinyan whatsoever in her avodim. And therefore, the avodim are not Birshos HaKohen. And in order for kinyanei shekana kinyan to work, we have to see that the avodim that were bought Birshos HaKohen. And since they're not Birshos HaKohen, for that reason, the Rambam understands that the avdei milug of a shnia are not allowed to eat truma. That is how the Merkaves HaMishnah explains the sheets of the Rambam based on the Rashba. So again, from the Rambam and the Rashba comes out that the way kinyanei shekana kinyan works is because we see the avadim that were bought Birshos HaKohen, and they are eating because they are Birshos HaKohen. On the other hand, from Rashi it comes out that the way Kinyonin Shekani Kinyin works has nothing to do with the fact that we see the Avodim Bershos HaKayin. Since, according to the way Rashi explains, Avodim Shekanu Avodim, that the Avodim were given to them, Amanasha Einu Rabbi Rishos Bahen, and still they are allowed to eat Truma, from there one sees L'chaira, that according to Rashi, one does not need that the Avodim are Bershos HaKayin in order for them to be able to eat Truma. In other words, that they are able to eat Truma has nothing to do with the Kayin. But if one looks carefully at the Meiri, one sees the following chiddush. Meiri explains Avodav Shekanu Avodim like Rashi, that they were Niknu Eved. Someone gave these Avodim to the Eved Amanash Heinu Rabbi Rishus Bahen. Still, the Meiri explains that the reason why we say Kinyane Shekana Kinyan is allowed to eat Truma is because those Avodim are also Kinuyin Lai, also are Kani to the Kain himself. The obvious kasha is Lechira. If the Avodim were given to his Avodim, Amanah Sheinu Rabbi Rishus Behen, what kinyan can he possibly have in those Avodim? Danfei Erez explains the Meiri based on that we find in the Gemara in Gittin Daf Peheyom and Aleph. Then in the Gemara in Gittin Daf Peheyom and Aleph, one sees a tremendous chiddush. The Gemara says that it is possible to megarish an Isha Chutz Metruma. A Kohen that married a Bas Yisrael can megarish his wife, that the Gerishin should be considered a Gerishin for everything besides for Truma, and she should still be able to eat Truma. From the Gemara one sees, as Danfei Erez proves, that there is a separate Kinyan as far as Achilas Truma is concerned. And so too we find his Mashma and Reb Chaim and Perches Melchas Trumas, and in the Rosh Yisharim and Simon Chav Zayin, that there is a special kinyan as far as Achilas Truma is concerned to enable an Isha and an Eved to eat Truma, which Danfei Erez explains we refer to as a kinyan iser. It is independent of all his other kinyanim, and for that reason it is possible to megarish one's wife for everything else besides for Truma, because that she is allowed to eat Truma is a separate kinyan unto itself. And therefore Danfei Erez goes on to say that is what the Meiri means when he says that even though these Avadim were given to his Avadim Amanah Sheinu Rabbi Rishus Bahen, and therefore he has no kinyan in the Avadim, but still, as far as Achilas Truma is concerned, there was an Eschadish in the Pasuk of Kinyane Shekana Kinyan, that he has a kinyan in those Avadim as far as Achilas Truma is concerned. He has a kinyan Isser in those Avadim. And even though he has no other kinyan whatsoever, but as far as Achilas Truma, he has a kinyan. And therefore the Meiri says that they are allowed to eat Truma since they are the kinyan of a kohen. That is how the Danfei Erez explains the Shita of the Meiri. Now let's go on to the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara brings down a machlokes as far as Nechsei Tzorim Barzel is concerned. If let's say the Isha wants to receive back her Nechsei Tzorim Barzel, she wants her Nechsei Tzorim Barzel, and the Baal says, Domimani Nason, I'd rather pay money. Who has the upper hand? Rav Yehuda says, Hadin Ima. She has a right to receive back her kelim. Rav Asi, on the other hand, argues. Rav Asi says, Hadin Imai. The Baal has a right to say, I do not want to give you back your kelim. I'd rather pay money instead of your kelim. Gemara brings the following raya to Rabami. Tanya Kivasi to Rabami. Avdei Tzorim Barzel Yoitzin B'Shein V'Ayin Le'ish Avoloi Le'isha. Avdei Tzorim Barzel are Yoitzin L'Cheiros B'Shein V'Ayin to the Ish. From there one sees, as the Gemara proves, that we say Hadini Mai. We say that the Nechsei Tzorim Barzel actually belong to him. Tosfos and the Rishonim ask the following kasha. What is the Gemara's Raya? From that, that the Avdei Tzorim Barzel Yoitzim Mishen V'Ayin Le'ish, to Rabbi Ami that we say Hadini Mai, even according to Rabbi Yehuda that we say Hadini Ma, we should still say that they are Yoitzim Mishen V'Ayin Le'ish. We find the Gemara later says that there is a halacha of Hektish Chametz V'Shichra Mafkiyin Midei Shibod. As we find, the Gemara says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda that understands Hadini Ma, still, we will say Hektish Chametz V'Shichra Mafkiyin Midei Shibud, and the Hektish Chametz V'Shichra will be Chal on the Nechsei Tzorim Barzel. So if so, what was our Gemara's Raya from that? that the avdei turn bars or yitim b'shem vayin wa'ish. To Rabbi Ami that we say hadini ma'i, even according to Rabbi Huda that the halach is hadini ma'i, we should still say the halach of yitim b'shem vayin wa'ish, based on that we say hektish chametz v'shichrim afkiya midei shibut. Tosfos answers the kasha by saying that the Gemara's diok is based on that our Gemara understands that it says yitim b'shem vayin wa'ish avoloi wa'isha is even wa'achar misa sa'ish. Still, it is not yoyitzei b'shein v'ayin wa'isha. Had the halacha bin hadini ma, after the misa of the ish, we would consider as if the nechsei tzarim barzel belonged to the isha. And therefore the halacha should have been that avdei tzarim barzel after the misa of the ish are yoyitzei b'shein v'ayin wa'isha. From that even after Misa Sa'ish, the Avdei Tzarim Barzel are not Yoyitze B'Shem Vayin Wa'isha, from there we see, like Rabbi Ami, that had din imoy, and not like Rabbi Yehuda that had din imo. That is how Tosfos explains our Gemara. The Ritva, on the other hand, argues on Tosfos, and explains that the reason why the Gemara brought a raya from that Avdei Tzarim Barzel Yoyitze B'Shem Vayin Wa'ish, to Rabbi Ami, that a dini moi and not like Rabbi Yehuda, is because right now our Gemara understands that hadini ma means that they are actually hers. And that is why we say hadini ma. And for that reason, the halacha should have been that they are not yoytzei b'shein vayin wa'ish, because even if we will say hektish chametz v'shichrim afkim idei shibor, that is only from a shibor. If the nechasim are actually her nechasim, Hektish, Chametz, v'shichr are not mafkia from her nechasim. That we find in our Gemara, that we say Hektish, Chametz, v'shichr mafkia midei shibud, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is only after our Gemara's maskana. Only once our Gemara says that Mistabra Taimed Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Shvach Beisavia, only then was an Ischadesh, a new pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. At that point, the Gemara is being mechadish. At that, Rabbi Yehuda understands hadini ma is not because the nechasim actually belong to the isha, but rather the nechasim, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, belong to the baal. That we say hadini ma is because the nechasim are meshubadim to the isha. She has a shibud on the nechasim to collect the nechasim because of shvach beis aviyah. Because of shvach beis aviyah, we gave her a shibud that the nechasim are meshubadim to her, that she should be able to receive the actual nechasim. But then, it is only a shibud, and the nechasim actually belong to the baal. And since the nechasim actually belong to the baal, for that reason we can say hekdish chametz v'shichur mafkiya midei shibud. And at this point of the Gemara, there is no longer a raya from that we find avdei tzarim barzel yoytzim b'shem vayin wa'ish to Rabbi Ami and not like Rabbi Yehuda, because even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha will be avdei tzarim barzel yoytzim b'shem vayin wa'ish avolei wa'isha. And so too we find in the Rambam that even though the Rambam says the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda that we say hadini ma, still the Rambam brings down the halacha of avdei tzarim barzel yoytzim b'shem vayin wa'ish avolei wa'isha. Because after our Gemara's maskana, this halacha could even be going according to Yehuda. Because again, according to our Gemara's maskana, that Yehuda says that the nima means to say that the nechasim actually belong to the baal, just they are meshubit to the isha. And therefore we will say hektish chametz v'shichur mafkiya midei shibur. And so too, according to the Gemara's maskana, one no longer has a raya that according to Yehuda, Achrayis is enough to enable the Avodim to eat Truma. It could be Achrayis is not enough to consider that the Avodim belong to the Kayin. That even according to Yehuda that says Adini Ma, the Avodim are allowed to eat Truma, is only because the Avodim actually belong to the Kayin. But Achrayis by itself, the fact that he is responsible for the Avodim, would not necessarily be enough to consider the Avodim as if they are his Avodim. Tosfos, on the other hand, argues on the Ritva and the Rambam, and Tosfos understands that there was no Chazara in the Gemara, and the Gemara understands throughout our entire Amud that Rabbi Yehuda holds Adin Imam means to say that the Avodim belong to the Isha. Just he is Achroi for the Avodim. And based on his Achrayas, that is why we see the Avodim as if they are his Avodim, and that is why the Avodim are able to eat Truma. So again, we have Machloikes HaRishonim, if after the Gemara's Maskana, that Mistabra Taimer the Bihuda, that the Halach is like Bihuda, that we say Adin Imam, does that mean to say that Achrayas is enough to consider the Avodim as if they belong to the Kohen or not? Which is L'chura, the Machloikes that we find in the Mechaber Ner Chaim Simen Reish Mem Vav Sif Dalet.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.